Power 106.9, today's Hottest Jams. I am joined right now by a very famous, funny man, Gary Owen. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So you're in town this weekend with a few other guys. It's the Memorial Day weekend comedy jam.
Yeah, it's me and three or four black guys. It's the story of my life. No, it's Tony Rock from All of Us, who's also the new host of Showtime at the Apollo. They're actually bringing it back.
Oh, cool.
And he's the new host. And then Ronnie Perry from The Monique Show and Madea's Big Happy Family, the Tyler Perry movie. And then Damon Williams from the Tom Jones. Oh, that's another station. Oh, my God. I almost did another radio station. Damon Williams from Other Stuff. that's cool. And then me, who's currently in the hit movie Think Like a Man. I know everybody's seen it.
Yeah.
It's like lightning in a bottle. We didn't know it was going to do that good. It did good in Omaha?
I think so. Here? Yeah. No, it's doing good everywhere.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. I didn't know it was going to do that good. And then I'm also, what else people know me from? House of Pain, Tyler Perry's House of Pain. I was the white barbershop, the only white guy on the show, story of my life. Daddy Daycare.
I love Rebound, that movie.
Yeah. I wrote that song too. The B-R-O-C-C-O-L-I.
Tell me about Think Like a Man, since it's such a huge success. Actually, how does it work? Like getting paid, because I always want to be famous and rich. When the movie does really well, do you get more money? Does it like a royalty or something ever
well,
come
it's
in?
Well, it's when a movie does well, I think like, man, it's all if your agent negotiated it right and manager. And luckily, this is honestly, I think this is my 10th movie, but it's the first one that I have a stake in what it does at the box office.
Oh, cool.
So it made money, so I made money. So now I'm like ecstatic. But it's already spent. My wife already got the kitchen redone. She's already making plans. And I'm like, it's gone. You know what I mean? But it was cool. Like the movie, it's funny, man. When we filmed it, we knew it was good and we were filming. I guess it's a funny movie. And then when we screened it, I was like, oh, this is really good. But I don't think anybody in their wildest imagination thought it was going to do this well. Like when it's all said and done, it's going to make between 90 and 100 million on a $12 million budget. And what a lot of people don't know about movies is we was only on 2,000 screens. You take the Avengers, a perfect example, The Lucky One is what the movie came out the same week as us, the Zac Efron movie. That was on over 3,000 screens. So our per screen average, basically, I mean, we sold out 90% of the movie theaters in the country first weekend to make that kind of money. Because 2,000 screens just isn't a ton. There's 4,000 movie screens in the United States. We were on half, and we did numbers like that. So, I mean, it's unreal the response that it's gotten, you know?
Yeah.
And in the movie, I'm the only married guy. It's funny how life imitates art. In the movie, I play Bennett. I'm the happily married guy of the bunch. I was the only married guy in real life. And like we were actually filming, and Kevin Hart was going through a divorce while we were filming. Mm-hmm. So he'd be in between takes, and he'd be on the phone with his wife and his lawyer. He went upset, but he was like, dag, man, I'm going through this today. And he looked at me one day. He goes, Gary, how long have you been married? I was like, 7.5 years. He goes, you're done. You're done. Over six, you're done in California, man.
What?
I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, I'm saying you got to get out or she's taking half. I go, I'm not getting a divorce, dude. What are you talking? Like, he almost had in my mind, I had to call my wife and be like, it's over. I got to get out of this. We got to go back to Dayton. Because he was going through a messy divorce. Like, dude, I ain't getting divorced. What are you talking about? You know?
Oh,
but it was good,
funny.
Man. Everybody's cool. Actually, Gabrielle Union, I didn't know she was from Omaha.
Yeah.
She's from this area.
Yeah, she comes back quite a bit and does a lot of different charity things.
I met her mom and her aunt. They still live here, so they're coming out tomorrow. So Gabrielle won't be in the building, but the lady that spawned Gabrielle will be in the building.
That's the best way to say her mom's going to be there.
Yeah. If you want to know where Gabrielle was chilling for 9 months, you need to be at the Holland Performing Arts Center tomorrow. Because she was just relaxing in her mom's stomach.
Oh, that is so funny.
Yeah. And it's so refreshing. Like when we did the movie, you know, Michael Ealy. I never met Michael Ealy before. I never met Jerry Ferreira, who's Turtle from Entourage.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know Megan Good before we shot the movie. And they exceeded my expectations as far as people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so good when you work with somebody and you don't know what to expect and they just exceed it.
Like, right.
I mean, I couldn't ask for a better cast, honestly.
Do you think with this movie taking off as big as it is, I mean, mm-hmm. do you think it's going to lead to maybe not doing stand-up anymore and just like strictly being an actor in movies?
No. Stand-up's my first love, you know? And I always look at like, my acting and my TV and movie appearances facilitates my stand-up. Like, hopefully it just expands my stand-up base.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I've never stopped doing stand-up. And that's like, I've never done drugs. That's like my drug. That's like my crack.
So how do you like prepare? I mean, how do you come up with new jokes and all that? I mean, is it just real life stuff that you just...
Yeah, like I just tell stories. You know, I'm married to a black chick. We got our kids. So it's like I'm a fish out of water in my own life, but it's like I'm real comfortable in my life. If that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
I'm like in the fishbowl and all the other fish are goldfish. And I'm like a bluegill just swimming around them. But I'm cool with all the goldfish. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm real cool in my life. And I just, honestly, I tell stories about my life. And a lot of people think I'm not telling the truth. I'm telling real stories. I'm adding stuff on to make it funny.
Right.
But I'm just telling stories about my life. And it for some reason, it just resonates. Like, people like it.
Well, yeah. I mean, how old are your kids?
9 and 11.
Okay, well, there it is. Because kids do funny stuff all the time.
Oh, it's a plethora of jokes. Like, even like my daughter, perfect example is like 2 weeks ago, I'm driving around with my daughter and my daughter's mixed and she's nine. She's got a 7-year-old friend in the car with us. Black girl, 7, right? So the black girl looks at my daughter and was like, do you believe in God? And my daughter's like, yeah, why? She goes, because I saw this white lady on TV and she said there was no such thing as God. And my daughter goes, psst, figures.
Oh,
and I was like, what? So at this point, I turned down the radio. I was like, where's she about to go with this? So my daughter goes, she goes, I know there's a God. And then the girl goes, well, how do you know? And she goes, because when we were slaves, God was all we had. And I'm like, I don't think I should get in this conversation at this point. So I'm turning up the radio. My daughter doesn't stop. She's like, yeah, that's why I love Abraham Lincoln. And she goes, why? My daughter's like, because he freed the slaves. So the girl goes, oh, was he black? She's like, no, he was white and he freed them. That's why he's my favorite president. And then she goes, so Abraham Lincoln. And then my daughter goes, yeah, it was cool because like Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves and then everybody was cool. Everybody was getting along. And somebody came up with the brilliant idea of segregation. So the girl goes, the little black girl goes, what's segregation? So my daughter goes, like my daddy stays at nice hotels. Long time ago, only white people stayed at nice hotels. Black people stayed at motels and they were not nice. And black people wanted them to be nice, but they were only making like 25 cents a week. How nice could it possibly be when you only make it 25 cents a week? And I was like, I'm about to get it from this chick's dad. So I dropped the girl off. Half hour later, I get a call from the girl's father like, Gary, hey, man, was you guys talking about slavery and Abraham Lincoln? I was like, no, my daughter was, man. I'm sorry. He goes, no, it's cool. We're on the internet looking it up now. It's like from the mouths of babes. Like, right. Now this 7-year-old's like, who's Abraham Lincoln looking it up? And I couldn't get the conversation at all. When she said, when we were slaves, God was all we had, I go, all right, she's clearly siding with her mama's side. You never know how mixed kid, who yeah. they're going with. She's clearly considering herself black. Like, I'm nowhere in the picture at this point, you know? But I tell my kids, I go, just say you're black. If anybody asks, you look black, say you're black. I'm not trying to mess up none of your scholarships. I need that United Negro College fund too. Shoot. I'll take my kids' financial aid meeting, be in the hallway. Where's your dad? He wasn't around. Smart, baby. Yeah, good job on that one.
Well, Gary Owen going to be in town at the Holland Center this weekend. Memorial weekend is, that's tomorrow, basically, is when it starts.
Yeah, we're
tomorrow
here Friday.
Night. Yes, thank you. Tomorrow night.
You're
going to
get people showing up Saturday and Sunday, like, hey, when's the show?
Just banging passed. On the doors.
Yeah. That's the worst. Honestly, that's the worst as a comic, is when you do your show, you go to the airport Saturday, and somebody runs into you and be like, hey, man, when you coming? Really? It was last night. Oh, man, are you serious? Because TSA is the best. They'll let you know. Oh. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I heard the show was good. TSA knows everything at an airport.
They
heard
really do.
Yeah. Heard the show was good, man. And if the show wasn't good, they'd just look at you. All right, we got to wind you down.
Do you still live in Ohio?
I still live in Cincinnati. I do.
That's mm-hmm. great. That's good to not be, you know, to get into Hollywood. I think that sometimes can change.
I mean, I was out there. I was out there for a while. But then we had our kids and got married. I was like, you know, let's go back to Ohio and see what it's like. And then we like it. You know, we live in the suburbs. Suburbs the same everywhere. It's Starbucks. It's Best Buy.
Right.
It's Urban Active, you know, it's Target. That's the one good thing about living outside of L.A. and everything, though, because when I was on House of Pain, we filmed in Atlanta. So, you know, when you don't live in the city, and same with Think Like a Man, they flew me out. They put me up. I got transportation.
Nice.
It takes all you got to do is do your lines. I don't have to focus on anything. I was like, I would have left a long time ago if no one's like this. You know, I like flying first. I like staying in nice hotels, and they put you up. You ain't got to pay for nothing. If I lived in L.A., I would have had to drove to work every day.
Yep.
I'd been coming from my house. Mm-hmm. I stocked up on my Hilton Honors points.
Right. Oh, if you want tickets to go see the Comedy Jam tomorrow night with Gary Owen, Tony Rock, Rodney Perry, Damon Williams, you can get your tickets at the Holland Center box office. They are open from 10 to 5. You can also go online. It's ticketomaha.com to get your tickets. And tomorrow night, what time does the show start?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Sharp.
Perfect.
Friday night, Holland Performance, Gary Owen, Tony Rock. Perry, Damon Williams. I'm already in the city. So you might see him at a beauty shop today and tomorrow. You might see me at a barbershop. You might see me at a McDonald's. I don't know. I'm going to go to the hood.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, and then let me put my web. You can get tickets off my website, too. It's GaryOwen.com. And then my Twitter is just Gary Owen Comedy. There's no S on my name. And then Facebook's just Gary Owen. And if you're still on MySpace, you're talking to yourself.
Yeah,
so
right?
So you're probably not going to make it out to the show. You're like, I'm going to see Gary Owen. Nobody's going to see it.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, man. It's good to be in Omaha. It's going to be a fun week.